welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 45.5. Bonus episode, baby.
And season finale.
Season finale. Yeah, Mariah and I are going to be taking a break after this. And we're probably going to change
the format
or structure or scheduling stuff after this. But we don't really know what we're changing it to, so stay tuned.
We're still going to do episodes.
Yeah, yeah. We've both decided we enjoy doing this.
We're just going to change, really, just the
schedule.
The schedule.
Yeah.
So same podcast format.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the podcast, I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
What's our podcast called?
Women Writing Men. And we are looking for the most attractive man in fiction. Today we're doing a book called Guild by Raven Kennedy. We were like, this is an Amazon special. We were like, we have to do something ridiculous for
our finale.
For the 5.5.
And for the 0.5.
And Mariah found this one that opened with an orgy. So she was like, this seems like it could work.
Well, and also the main girl is made of gold.
And she's in a cage.
And she's in a cage. And in love with the man who put her there.
Yeah. I'm like, so. So, yeah.
That's basically the short summary.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's like a play on King Midas. Where the girl is gold and he's put her in a cage because he covets her so much. First thoughts then, Mariah?
Well, this is interesting because this was not well written, not poorly written, should say. Like, I didn't actually think Raven Kennedy was a bad author.
No.
In terms of our other Amazon specials were like,
it was bad writing, bad plot, bad.
But in terms of the plot, it was like the other Amazon specials where it's just like, here's a thing that happens. Here's a thing that happens. Here's it. And I'm like, why are these things happening? It just took much longer for them to happen.
I know, and it was well written.
It was well written while they were happening, but I'm like, why? Why are we heading here? I don't understand. And I legitimately was like, because we read these on Kindle.
Yes.
And so they tell us, like,
what percentage.
And I got to where I felt like the book was concluding, and I was like 23% through. And I was like, this can't possibly be. Yeah. There can't possibly be another 75% of a book here. Like, what is going to happen? And I mean, I don't even think that first 23% would have been a good book. But that's what I thought the book. So the first 23% of the book is King Midas is threatening to kind of sell her to another king for the night.
Yeah.
Which I thought was the whole book. Like, I thought that was the thing. That was the arc of the story. And that came to a close so quickly. And I was like, now what? Now what?
And then, so Mariah and I were reading this at the same time. So she was like, yeah, I got really confused by about halfway through because it felt like the book was over. So I skipped ahead and there was pirates. And so she told me that. And I was reading the first 50%. I was like, what the heck does she mean there's pirates? How could this go to pirates?
And then it goes to pirates. And you're like, what?
Yeah, so this one really has that Amazon quality of, like, we're doing things, and you're like, why?
Except she could be a good author.
Yeah.
Like, she has the talent to write compellingly.
Yeah, but the weird part is she just, like, none of it has any meaning to the overall anything.
And the other thing, too, is often these Amazon specials are really about the sex.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot.
No.
Of that either.
Well, I know. I was so perplexed by how little sex there was, especially when it opens with an orgy.
Yeah.
Like, you're really setting expectations
high. And then they just fall flat. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing about this one is that it was just the first, like, third of a book. Like,
yeah.
It was not a finished
thing. It wasn't a finished thing either.
In any sense.
It's just a lot happened. But you know there's much more to come if you continue on.
Yeah, because that's, you know, the Amazon ones, they have to sell multiple in a series. But, you know, in traditional publishing, each individual book is at least a book.
And, yeah.
It's not a third of a book.
Yeah, so it was an Amazon special, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But the writing quality was above.
But above average. What we've read. Any other thing? Any other thoughts for you?
I hated it. Okay. Just so everyone knows,
because
it made me so angry.
Okay, but we're gonna get into it as we go.
Yeah,
we're just gonna reveal that slowly and surely.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have anything else to say in the short summary? Anyone's names that I remember? Obviously, King Midas was an easy one to remember. That's the king.
Mm-hmm. Do you know her name? I didn't even write it down.
Do you know it, though? Do you not know it?
It's gotta be in here somewhere.
You don't know it, though.
I don't know it.
Oh my gosh, this is insane.
If you know it, then you're gonna win. Episode 45.
Okay, let me think of my heart. I don't, though. Of course I don't. I wanted to say her name's Raven, but obviously it's not.
It's Oren.
Okay.
It's actually close to Raven.
Okay, but I was thinking Raven.
Raven is the Kennedy's, author. Yeah.
There's not many other important characters. There's one that we both did like.
Yeah.
But we'll get to him.
Yeah.
When he comes.
There's also some various whores.
Whose names I don't remember.
Okay.
So, anyways, that's... She's in a cage.
Yeah.
A variety of things happen to her while she's in and out of the cage.
And we're done the book. Let's rank him.
And she's made of gold.
Yeah, so...
Hey, trigger warning for this episode. There's some mention of sexual assault. And just some general, very creepy behavior from some guys. Mm-hmm.
And there is sexual assault.
There is sexual assault on the page.
Not just mentioned. It occurs.
It occurs. Be warned. So she's sitting in gold cage watching an orgy. The other whores that... So Midas is sleeping with...
All the six other whores.
Yes. And there's one guy in there. Which
but they're called saddles.
But they're called saddles in this universe.
Yes, because they get ridden.
Yeah. I mean, you don't actually... When you're riding a horse, you don't ride the saddle. You're still riding the horse. But whatever. So she is his favorite.
His favored.
And so it's implied that she's kind of like just one of the, like she's like a prize. Like she's just one of the whores, but he doesn't sleep with her because he likes her so much. I don't know.
It's very weird. I like, yeah.
And I wrote.
But he likes that she watches.
Yeah.
He wants her there in her cage watching what's happening.
Yeah. And she's very clearly deeply in love with King Midas.
Yeah.
Which is very perplexing at this point, because you're like, he just seems like really weird and vaguely abusive.
Yes.
Like from this first intro, you're just like, I don't like this relationship dynamic where you're in a cage and he's the king.
It's briefly like already suggested here that they have a long history.
Yeah.
Of like, and at one point they were friends when she wasn't a gold or in the cage.
What? But now she's always gold.
No, she hasn't always been gold.
Yes, she has always been gold.
No. She started as a regular girl, and then he touched her, made her gold.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
You're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, we'll see you when we get there.
Okay. He just found a gold girl?
Yes.
And also could turn things to gold?
Mariah, just wait.
Okay, I clearly skipped a chapter or something.
So yeah, after the orgy, they interact, and she's like, we could have sex, and he's like, he has this like weird ramble about how it's like his right to keep her locked away if he wants to do that. Like, he's like, I'll only sleep with you if I want to sleep with you, not if you want to sleep with me. It's very weird. And then he's like, I treat you incredibly well, actually. Like, you could be living in the streets as a weird gold person. But no, it's nice. And so it's very weird that she's in love with him. Like, it's just really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're on chapter two.
Yeah, because she was a victim. Like, she was being trafficked because she was gold.
I just thought she was being trafficked because she was a girl.
No, she was being trafficked because she was a gold girl.
Yeah. I basically said he's gaslighting her.
Yeah.
Or something. I, like... Because he's like, you have it good here. Believe my version of the story.
It's so creepy, too, with that background of her having been trafficked as a child. It's like, oh, she was abused there, and now we've put her in a new, fun, abusive situation.
I said, if your choice is for a sex slave to a king or a whore on the street, what do you choose? And then I said, why are those the only two options?
Yes! Yeah, they really, like, the author really makes it seem like that's your only two options here. And then the other thing is she's known him for a decade, and she's clearly not old. So it's, like, really uncomfortable how long they've known each other and her being in love with him and that aspect.
I'm in chapter 3 now, and I'm like, well, clearly, like, she's in love with him, but I'm like, I think she's an alcoholic. Because she says that she drinks to forget that she's a prisoner. And I'm like, this is like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, no, it's very like.
Because like you are very unhappy, but you're desperately in love with the man who has made you
this unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really weird.
She also has ribbons growing from her back.
Yeah, I was like, this was such a weird twist to me because I was just like, what?
I know.
Like imagine like a horse's mane. She has that down her back, but they're like
ribbon.
Fleshy ribbony things.
And they have them like
she can move them.
Yeah.
They're like
at her will, like they do what she.
They're prehensile. And I was like, "What are they?" And then she like braids her hair with them. So they're very like talented.
Yes. But her and Midas don't want anyone else to know. So she like makes her ribbons look like dress ribbons when she's out and about. I'm like, this is so weird.
I know. It's very odd.
I'm like, why? Why? Why the ribbons?
Why? I know. That they're like one of those perplexing elements of an Amazon story that you're just like, what on earth? So then we meet, there's this other King Falk.
Yeah. King Falk. Yes, I wrote his name.
He's
the first 25% of the book.
Yeah, he really wants to sleep with her.
Yes.
And him and Midas have like a working relationship. And so Midas is always like, no, because
it's her favorite.
Yeah.
He'll let King Falk use any of the other saddles while he's in town. But not
he her.
Won't let anyone touch. Like, no one's not even allowed to touch Orin.
Yeah, no. Her guards aren't even supposed to talk to her.
No.
Chapter 4. Now that you know that he doesn't let anyone touch her, he's decided to sell her to Falk.
For one night.
So
in exchange
for
Falk's army to help, in a war, basically.
Yeah, a war against this other kingdom.
The King, King Rot.
King Rot.
He has a real name, but King Rot.
Yeah, that's good enough.
She's very confused. So she's 25, so she's loved him since she was 15.
Yeah, a little bit ick still.
Yeah, and he's never let anyone touch her, and now he's going to let the creepy Falk, do much more than just touch her.
Yeah, so chapter 5.
I also say that he used to be different. Like, King Midas used to be better.
Yeah, he used to be nicer.
He used to be nicer. He cares more about power than her. He's pretty awful.
That's
included.
So chapter 5, they just talk about invading the rot guy.
Is the other horn named Roxanne?
No.
Yeah, they talk about that. Sorry. I started talking about that, the whore, rock, whatever her name is.
Wait, I wrote it down somewhere. Probably at the end, because she's at the end again.
But I was, like, they talked about her enough that I was like, she's going to become more important.
Rissa.
I knew it was an R.
Yeah.
So she tries to, all the other saddles hate her.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, one of the things I hated about this book was how the author treats the other saddles. Mm. Like, they're just treated as completely worthless. Mm-hmm. And she shows Orin being, like, sympathetic to the other saddles. But then it's like the author just has those saddles be like just sexually assaulted all the time, but it never happens to Orin.
Yeah.
And it just feels like this weird favoritism of like Orin is like still pure and they're like
they're used,
so it doesn't matter. And it just felt icky. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, before Orin is sold to King Falk, like the other saddles just have to do whatever he wants.
And Orin, like, describes how, like, she's so repulsed by him and she really doesn't want to sleep with him. And then just doesn't, like, feel any sympathy towards the other saddles who have to do it anyways.
Well, she does help Rissa.
She
throws a book at her face.
Yes, that's the thing is, it's just this, like... I just skipped over that she threw a book at her face. But she just, like, acts like it's fine that these girls have to do this. But it's not fine if it happens to her.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, she throws a book at Rissa's face. Like, she's being jealous of her for having attention.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's
she
so that...
just, I want to hurt her so she can take a break.
Yeah, because she was, like, being forced to dance for hours on end, and she was clearly very tired.
Yes. And then Oren has to dance instead, and then Oren's like, dang it. Backfired plan. She also, I just thought this was funny, because they've been talking about their whole army plans and how they're going to invade and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I can't believe they're telling me this. I'm like they're talking about it with her in the room. I'm like, yeah, you're a prisoner.
Like, they don't see you as human.
Like, it doesn't matter what they say in front of you. You can't do anything with that information.
Also, when she when she throws the book at Rissa, she claims her hand twitched.
Which is why she hit the face.
She threw
it. Because she didn't mean to hit.
Yeah.
She was not aiming for the face.
Yeah.
And the queen is here. He has a queen.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Midas is married.
Yeah.
And Oren's just like, no, but I'm in love with him and it's a good relationship.
And he married the queen after he already knew Oren, and Oren was in love with him.
Yeah.
Like, he actively chose
to get married.
Marry someone else.
And it's so that he could have her kingdom, basically.
Yeah, because he was not the king when they met.
Yeah.
But he wanted to marry
Melina,
who is the queen.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, there's, like, a thing where kings are supposed to have some kind of power, so he had this magic power, so then she kind of had to marry him to have a king.
So she really doesn't like him, because he is in charge now, and but it's her kingdom. It's her world.
It's her birthright kind of thing.
But she just exists. So she hates the king, and she hates his saddles, and I said, who can blame her?
So I just need to insert a horrible line.
Okay.
I'm going to mark you with so much cum, your skin won't even look gold anymore.
Oh my gosh. That's what Falk said.
Yeah.
Falk?
I'm going to call him Falk.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing, it's terrible. I think that's probably the comment. I didn't write it down, but I basically was like, this whole chapter was just about male dominance, misogyny, and patriarchy.
Yeah.
And I was like talking about the story, like the backstory of the queen and her birthright being lost. And I was like, and also Falk's just, you know, going off and saying stuff. And I didn't write any of it, but I was like, it's
gross.
Gross.
Chapter 6.
Yeah.
So she overhears Midas and Melina having a fight, which is how she kind of learns some stuff. And I wrote, the fight is stupid, though, and makes Midas seem abusive. And I don't remember why I said that.
I didn't write it. I have that the queen knows a secret of the king's.
Yeah, but
we never find out what the secret is.
No, we do.
Is it?
Yeah, you just don't remember what it is.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I recently read this. I must have skipped one chapter or something.
You didn't.
My first thought is that he is barren. Have any of his saddles had children? That's what I wondered.
Oh.
That was my hypothesis. And then, like, so we get to be a part of this fight because Oren is hiding.
Yeah.
And in her cage, in the room they're fighting in.
Yeah.
But the queen, like knows. Midas leaves and the queen stays and she like knows. Or no, she is this, or is this after she goes?
She comes back and like
goes back to Oren's room. But the queen basically tells the girl. I'm like, I just love that I never say their name. The queen threatens the girl. And I mostly agree with the queen. I won't use their names. She's literally locked up, sold to Falk, and forced to do whatever Midas wants. That's not love, girl. Is it supposed to become love at some point?
Right?
I fear that moment.
It was just...
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what the queen tells Oren during this thing, but I was
She beats Oren because she's mad at her.
She beats her, but she also is saying words that I was agreeing with. I think it must have been about, like, Midas doesn't love you.
Yeah. You're and just a prize.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Like, you're insane if you think this man loves you.
Chapter 8. Midas comes to see her after she's been beaten. And he's like, you have to behave tonight because you're going to go sleep with that guy for me.
And he's like, behave because I'm trustworthy.
Yeah, you trust me.
You trust me, so just do what I tell you. It's fine.
And she's like, I trust you. And so she's like, I guess I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
It's really weird. He also keeps calling her precious, and I, like, couldn't help thinking of Gollum. And then she, like, smashes this mirror because she really doesn't want to sleep with the creepy guy. She's just, like, really not into it.
Sorry. Chapter 9? Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't write the quote. I should have written it down. But I said there's this deep quote at the start of chapter 9 about pretending so that you, like, pretending so that you'll believe something. And it was like, if you can pretend, you can be.
Yeah.
And I said, it feels too deep for this book. It felt really out of place when paired with Saddles wandering around the palace waiting to be banged by a king who turns things to gold. This juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Like, I will pretend. And yeah. Like, and I was like, this, and people, you know, were highlighting it because in Kindle, if you've ever read Kindle,
people are like, wow, hashtag deep.
And then you can see the things that people think are hashtag deep. It'll tell you how many users have. Yeah. And that was one of them. And I was like, guys, not in this book. Yeah. Don't take life lessons from this book.
Yeah. So she she's wearing this revealing dress, but then she uses her ribbons to make it less revealing. And I was just like, the ribbons are so weird. They better be plot relevant. And spoiler, they're not. At least not in this book.
Well, they kind of help her later with the pirates.
So. No, but, there's no, thing where it's like, oh, that's why she has those.
No.
Yeah.
No, they just become more...
They just are a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it was gross that... Because he gave her the dress. He's like, this is what you must wear. And it was basically naked. And I was like, ew. And then maybe I don't understand irony because... The key to her...
I read that, and I was like, does this matter?
Because the key to her cage is not gold.
Yeah.
And she's like, isn't that ironic? I'm like...
Oh, actually, it is. Remind me to bring that up once you figure it out.
The thing I don't remember.
The thing you don't remember.
Okay.
Chapter 10.
Yeah. We get a bit of a backstory about Midas loving Auron.
Loving Auron before they came to the kingdom.
Yeah.
And she was 15 and he was 22 and it was not, I didn't like it.
And I said, why is he locking her up in a cage? Why is he selling her to the other king if he loves her? I'm assuming he has a backup plan.
I wrote ick, ick, ick.
But also.
Three times.
Yeah. even if you have a backup plan, just the way of her life.
I was like, you could tell her if you have a secret plan, you could easily tell her, and if you cared about her, you would have.
So then she goes to the ball, and there's just a bunch of people banging on the dance floor in alcoves, and it wasn't clear what was happening. It wasn't clear if they were banging on the dance floor.
it was a sexy party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so then she has to go.
Ew, ew.
Yeah. I wrote, the description of her having to perform for this gross guy is really unpleasant to read.
Yeah. So they start gentle in terms of she has to feed him.
Yeah.
But every time she feeds him anything, he takes her fingers and sucks on them. I'm like, this is so gross.
Yeah.
And then he reverses and she has to suck on his fingers, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Ew.
See, and so then it's so gross.
I'm like, how are you not, Midas is just sitting there next to him on the throne beside this guy as she does this.
Yeah.
How can you not hate you're the guy you apparently love in this moment?
And then how can the other thing is she's like, this man is so disgusting, and all I could think about was the other whore Rissa who has to do this all the time. And the author's just like, yeah, no, but it's fine because she's a whore. Like, it just felt so gross to the other whores.
Well, she even celebrates Rissa.
I
write, weird part where she admires Rissa's ability to hold power over these men with her sensuality. Yeah. But I said, it's not really power because she's a saddle and the other option is probably homelessness or death.
Yeah. This
is not power.
It's so...
It was almost trying to sell, this female empowerment. Women,
I know,
have control over their bodies, and they but she's the whore.
She's in the worst situation ever.
But now it's time. Falk is ready.
Yeah.
Falk is ready to go to his room for the night with Rissa, no, with Auron. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, she finally says, no.
So she's like, he can't make me do this. And I was like, he literally does it to all the other girls all the time. So then she says no, and it's like, wow, she said no. But then a messenger comes.
Yeah.
And it turns out Midas betrayed the guy, Falk.
And it was his plan all along. So he betrayed Falk. Basically, he wanted
Falk's army to go to the King of Rot.
And die.
Yeah.
So that Falk would have no one to defend himself, and Midas could take over Falk's kingdom. Mm. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And he's like, of course, Auron, I never intended this.
And it's he could have told her.
Yeah.
He easily could have told her. Then there's a fight, and then her guard kills Falk.
And everyone dies.
Yeah.
All of Falk's guys are dead. And then
Midas is like, oh no, it was so sad. There was a guy who betrayed Falk and killed him. Weird how that happened. Yeah, he makes
up this whole other story about what really happened. And then it was at this part where I was like, it feels like this book is coming to a close.
Yeah, it was kind of resolved.
Because it seemed like, and I think even if you, I don't know if you read it, but I feel like if you read the little synopsis bit, this is what
it said was going to happen.
About. So I'm like, okay, so like he's got King Falk's arm, like kingdom.
Yeah, and then he says sorry to her and they bang.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end.
The end. That's why, this is when I looked ahead and I was like, it looks like she's going to end up on a pirate's boat.
Yeah.
And this is when I hoped. And I didn't, my hope did not come to fruition. That she somehow, through this experience, was like, Midas is a bad guy.
I'm gonna leave.
I need to break free. And I also saw that Rissa was on the pirate boat. So Rissa's joining her, guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, the two of them are going to band together.
Get
break
out.
Break free. And somehow end up on, like, a pirate boat.
Yeah. And, like, I could almost get behind. She gets her freedom. And then, like, Midas realizes the errors of his, like, he was like, oh, I was trying to protect you by keeping you in a cage. And he realizes the error of his ways. And maybe then they get together. But I really needed her to have a freedom plot line.
Yeah.
In order for that to happen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wanted that. It didn't come to fruition in this book. And I don't think it will in the subsequent books. Chapter 14.
I said, like, now it's the sex.
Hold on. Chapter 14, he's like, Falk deserved it. Because he was a human trafficker.
Yeah. That's what he says to her.
Yeah. And then I was like.
And she's like, oh, he's brilliant.
But as Mariah and I don't like when you just murder random people, Falk's whole army was killed
because
for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, Falk might have sucked, but his whole army was just normal people. Just trying to live their life, and Midas just sent them to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we not going to talk about that? Was like, no, it's fine. It wasn't that many.
I basically was like, this is a joke. He's awful. He's awful. This is bad.
And she's like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
About if this was your plan the whole time. Why didn't you just tell me to act like I was willing to do it? And he was like, I was worried Falk would find out. And I was like, what? And I was like, she needs to be mad at him for not telling her.
Yeah.
Like, that's what needs to happen. But then she has sex with him.
Yeah. A few other things he says before the sex. He literally tells her nothing else exists outside of the cage. Because I think at this point she does talk about, I guess, not liking the cage. And he's like, well, there's nothing else out there. Like,
Don't worry about it.
You're not missing out on anything. He just keeps talking about how she's the only one he loves. He doesn't love the other saddles. He doesn't love the queen. And I'm like, so why do you sleep with anyone else? Why do you make her watch?
Like, why are you so...
You are pathetic and cruel, and I hate you.
Yeah.
Also, before the sex, too, he undid her ribbons. And I just am really repulsed by her ribbons. I'm like, are they made of skin? Are they made of silk? Like,
I know.
And, like, trying to imagine what they are, like, on her back. I'm like, where does back end and ribbon begin? I'm like, it's so gross.
Yeah.
And then they bang. And she cries. And she says it's an ugly truth she's not ready to face. And I was like,
she's learning.
Is she learning?
I know, because she's, like, still hurt after the sex.
And I'm like, she's going to escape. Is that the situation with, like, come on, like.
Yeah, you can do it. You can get away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that made me laugh about the sex is I was like, there's no mention of her orgasm.
I don't remember that at all.
Which I was like, this is.
Of course, no. Of course not with King Midas.
I know. But I was like, this is a book written by a woman for women. I feel like you should maybe consider including that. Chapter 15.
Yeah, she's going to go visit Midas. She's going to leave her cage.
Yeah, so Midas has gone to Falk's kingdom to go rule there.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know,
get it in order.
Expanding his empire, basically. Yeah. Because he's like, oh, I feel so sympathetic to what's happened to your people. They really need someone to look after them.
So I will.
I'll do it.
So he's, like, gone there and he's sent, like, a body double Orym with him.
Well, no, he just, like, took, like, a royal carriage, like, that was implied to be, like, with his whores in it.
Including Orym.
Yeah, but then it wasn't. So then later, he, like, sends for them so that they'll come in, like, a secret convoy of his whores and her.
Yeah. So she's on her way while they're, like, getting ready to leave. And she's, like, so happy. She's like, it's the first time I've been outside in 10 years.
Yeah.
And so at this point where she starts to, like, talk about how the cage, like, helped heal her trauma. Do you remember this? She says she used the cage to protect herself. But whose idea was to put her in it?
Yeah.
But she was like, it kept me safe. It made me know that, like, no one was going to get me anymore. And I'm like, that doesn't solve your trauma. Because you're going to leave the cage and it's all still going to be there. Yeah. Like, I don't think that time in a cage heals that wound.
No, everyone does that, Raya. That's like therapy 101. Go in a cage for 8 years, come out, you're good.
And I like, it just lets you bury your trauma. Yeah. But as soon as anything comes back, it's going to be back. Like,
yeah.
No. Also, I'm like, oh, Queen Melina's going to be the villain of this story, because they very purposely mention that Queen Melina sees them leave the castle.
Oh, okay.
And we don't actually ever get that, but I'm 100% sure it was Queen Melina who, like, yeah, orchestrated everything that comes next.
Yeah.
Because why would they point that out? And even no one knew that Oren was still in the castle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so now Queen Melina knows.
Yeah.
She's gonna cause chaos.
So they let her out. For some reason, the guards are just so permissive. Like, they just let her do whatever the heck she feels like doing. Yeah. And I don't understand why. But, so she meets this, she's, like, they let her get out and ride a horse, and she meets this guard named Sale.
Who we enjoy.
Who is a nice boy.
We do, I wrote,
he respects women, unlike Midas.
Okay, is this chapter 16 you're on?
Yeah.
Because this is funny, I didn't talk about anything on here other than I, like, finally had, like, I need to talk about the gold, and the fact that she is gold.
Okay, it's time, tell me about...
I'm like... If she's gold, I don't know why I asked this one. Does she get wet? Which feels like she would. I don't know why I questioned that. If it rains, she would get wet.
Yes. So that even gold gets wet, Mariah.
And then I go, the science of it is just too confusing. But I do have some other questions that I think are more relative. I'm like, is she super heavy? Like, does she weigh how gold weighs? Because gold is heavy. Or is it just her skin that is gold? Can she bruise because she's gold?
They do mention that she bruises.
She bruises.
But it looks like rusty.
Why? And how? And then I'm like, can you gut her? Because you can't cut gold without using tools that can cut gold.
She's not gold. My understanding is she's basically just a person that looks very gold.
Yeah. But it was like breaking science.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
And then the other thing I pondered about in this chapter, because she rides the horse the normal way and not side saddle. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, is that why women are supposed to ride side saddle? Because the normal way is too sexual, like a woman opening her legs. And I was like, oh, I never knew the history of
that is why.
Reason.
Yeah, they were like, the women will enjoy it too much.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
But we also meet Sale, and she also just does what she wants.
Yeah,
and
for some reason.
She gets a carriage all to herself, by the way, and all the other saddles
have to share
one carriage among themselves.
And they hate her so much, and I was, like, fully on board with them hating her.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why is she getting this special treatment at all? It's so stupid. Chapter 17, she does this, like, stupid thing. Oh, I hate...
The giving the gold to the children.
I hate... girls. Like, I hate heroines who have to, like, be like, I'm gonna resolve all the hunger and poverty by giving people one thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only thing where I was like, I'm on Midas's side. Like, he's like, I need to establish order, and, like, there's a process to things, to, like, making it better for people, and it is not giving them one coin.
Yeah. But I did, I mean, her argument was, my king can turn everything into gold. So why is there such intense poverty at all? Because, like, but I guess there is the, like, if you just give everyone gold houses to live in.
That doesn't fix anything. It just makes, like, it doesn't really make for riches. It just makes it, like you have to change the social order of things. And he was, I felt like he was trying, and, like, his expanding into Falk's kingdom, he was like, I have to deal with things kind of one at a time.
Yeah. The thing I didn't like, though, was that he hid all of what was happening from her.
Well, again, yeah,
because of the bubble. Because, like, she's like, you know, she is thinking king, he wanted to be king to do good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's come out and he hasn't.
Yeah.
As much as she thought he would have been able to accomplish in 10 years. And so mm-hmm. she's like, he's kind of kept me in the dark here. So she gives gold to children.
Yeah. And then the issue with that
is, like, it basically causes, like, a riot.
Yeah, because everyone's like, I need gold too. We're all poor in this part of the town. Yeah. And she feels bad about it after, because then they have to, like, run away. Like, the whole procession has to, like, run away. And she feels bad, but I'm like, she's still stupid. It was such a stupid thing to do. Like, yeah. I don't know, just, like, leave it on the ground or, I don't know, do something else. Like,
yeah, here's where I start talking about Sale. I say, he is nice and likes art and likes Orin. She should be with him instead. He likes her and respects her. I'm like, we've gotten two chapters with him, and I'm like, go with him.
Go with him.
Go with him.
He's a nice guy.
King Ra has also sent some corpses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and so basically, because King Midas is like, King Ra will never know
that I did this.
And this is the first.
Which is weird, because it would be very obvious, like, now King Midas just owns Falk's kingdom.
And, like, he knew that they were an alliance, and now, like,
whatever. It seems very obvious.
So King Rot is threatening. Clearly threatening Midas.
Yeah. So chapter 19, she talks about how she's like, Sale is such a good friend. She's like, it would be so easy to love a guy like Sale, since he respects women and is just generally nice. Yeah. And then she's like, no, I think I like Midas, though.
I know. And at this point, I was like, oh my gosh, Midas is going to kill Sale. Like, because she, like...
Like, out of jealousy?
Yeah, I mean, she's not supposed to talk to him.
Yeah.
And even her main guard, like, kind of once in a while will drop, like, a... Like, you're being, you know...
A little too invested
in her. Mm-hmm. Like, he was assigned to her in terms of protecting her. Like, it's her guard, like, her main guy that's always been around.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sale.
Yeah.
And the rest of the guards, like, don't talk to her. Same.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, like, becoming buds. And I'm like, Midas is not going to like the budding friendship that is happening here.
And I was just like, Sale would let you go outside. Sale would let you talk to other people.
Yeah.
Sale would treat you like a person instead of a possession.
Yeah.
Think of all the positives.
But he's not Midas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The saddles are mean to her.
Yeah. There's a storm.
And I say she has trauma bottled up. She keeps talking about it, but I'm pretty uninterested.
I'm going to skip chapter 20 to chapter 21.
I only just have to say, I really like Sale. I'm like getting so invested in this boy. He's always looking on the bright side. He's an optimistic guy. He listens to Digby. Like, he just
does things correctly. He's
all around good. I'm like, Sale, you're the man.
Yeah. Maybe not even for Orin. Like, just live a good life out there, Sale.
Yeah.
Chapter 21.
She knows that she never wants to be in a cage again.
And I was like, cool, we're making progress. And then she's talking to Sale, and Sale's like, it was so kind of you to throw that book at Rissa that one time. And I was like, this is so stupid. He just, like, is so like, you're a good person, Orin. And I'm like, she's not really. She's just kind of bumbling around through life. And then I wrote potential avalanche question mark.
I said something is about to happen. Is she getting kidnapped? Question mark.
So the other thing that we probably should have mentioned, this kingdom that King Midas married into is like a very snowy kingdom.
It's a blizzard. It's like always blizzard.
Yeah, it's always very snowy. So you might be asking yourself at this point, pirates?
Wait, are you on chapter 23?
Yeah. Pirates. How could there be pirates?
Because they're snow pirates.
They're snow pirates.
The pirates have arrived. Yeah. And they set a trap. I think that's what happened here, because maybe the forest is also on fire, or the pirates are really bright and can fly.
Mariah had no idea what was going on at this point, clearly.
So you give us an update. I figured it out as we went, but there was fiery things.
Yeah, there's like these like fire cat things that pull their
like
snow.
Like Santa's sleigh. But it's pirates.
Yeah.
And cats instead of reindeer.
Yeah.
And they're on fire.
And I was like, that doesn't even make sense, because, like, why would you want your paws to, like, burn through the snow? Because then it would just make deep holes in the snow. Like, you'd want something that could be on top of the snow.
Except for they can fly. The cats can also fly.
They can't fly. Can they fly? They can fly.
Later, because when they, with the falling.
Yeah.
Like, they're high because they're flying. It's not like a little bit of a dark.
I thought they were like just in a tall ship.
No, I'm pretty sure because they could fly.
Okay, I don't think they're flying. I'm going to argue they're not flying.
I mean, this is a description that sometimes Mariah misses. But I'm pretty sure I write about, they're flying now. Okay. Like when they're on the ship.
I don't think they're flying.
The pirates are balls of light.
Mariah doesn't know anything that's going on.
This was a chapter that was pure chaos. I like, either the pirates are balls of light or their weapons are balls of white.
Mariah, you have to read.
Okay, so what really happened?
So the pirates are coming, and it's like all the fluff of the snow is because they're moving so fast, and the cats are fiery, so they have like red paws, and that's the lights that she can see. Okay. And so it's like this puff of snow, but with like red lights in it, and then it's like coming towards her. That's when the pirates are not balls of light. The ships, nothing is a ball of light. And they're not even flying, I don't think.
They're just like sledding.
Yeah.
Like the pirates are like on like pirate ships that look like sled things on the bottom, I guess.
Yeah. So at this point, I was so like, I was just reflecting on like, what the hell is this book? Where is the romance? Where is anything? Like, where is this going? Like, this was so ridiculous to me that I was just like, this book has completely lost.
I was, by the way, just another thing, which doesn't come back, but if you're gonna, you know, listen to this and be like, I want to know what happens next. So Digby is her main guard, and he went after the scout, and during all of the pirate raid, he's gone. And so obviously he's going to be involved in getting her back at some point. Yeah. Like, he's not dead. So if you want to know about... that's important to know if you're continuing the series. And I am now very worried that they're going to kill Sale. I'm like, Sale is going to die.
Yeah.
Don't kill Sale.
So the chapter 24, she like gets knocked unconscious in the raid. And then her ribbons woke her up. And I was like, how are they not connected to her brain? Like, how would that even work? That doesn't make sense. Anyway, but then she gets captured by pirates.
And Sale's really upset.
And she's like, it's not your fault, Sale. And Sale's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, Sale, it's not.
I'm like, it's clearly Queen Melina's fault. Because the pirates have been laying in wait.
Yeah.
Like, they knew they were coming through,
yeah.
So they're all, like, I'm like, Queen Melina told them.
Chapter 25, I wrote, long, boring scene where guards are stripped and she stands there.
Yeah, I only talked about how Sale's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why would they keep the guards?
Yeah.
Why did the pirates need them?
And
they clearly, they want to keep the saddles for like either bargaining, ransom.
Or just for fun. Sold
for fun.
Yeah.
The guards are just a nuisance.
Yeah. And then the captain realizes that he has Midas's golden whore. And he's like, oh, this is really good now. Because she'll fetch a lot of money, but he also kind of like covets her a little bit.
I wrote, come on, authors, you cannot tell me that we are not supposed to like Sale better than Midas.
Yeah.
Because during this boring, long scene where these are being realized and she's the precious and she's the most important and we can do great things, she is like, she has her eyes on Sale for strength. The entire time she's like, he will be my strength, he will keep me standing, he will keep me focused on survival. And I'm like,
she clearly, like, he's just the guy. He's wonderful.
Like, and I'm like, you think you'd be thinking about the man you love and like wanting to get back to him in the moment where you might die.
But no, you need Sale he's there and he's actually a nice person.
Yeah.
I didn't write chapter 26. I only wrote 27.
Chapter 26, I said, ooh, I hate that she thinks the gods are telling her this is basically karma for liking it out of her cage. That maybe she should be grateful for the protection a cage provides. She's delusional.
Yeah.
Chapter 27.
There's a long, drawn-out, I'm going to fuck her speech from the captain.
he plans to rape her, then sell her to the highest bidder.
And then he kills Sale.
And then he does. Sale tries to stop him and get him to sell her back to Midas unharmed. And then the captain kills him.
And then chapter 28.
I really didn't want him to die. Oh, and by the way, this was from a couple chapters back. The fire is from the beast that polar pirate ship slays.
Well, luckily you did eventually figure it out.
They have fire at their feet. Still not clear about the visuals, but...
Yeah, clearly. They were not clear about the visuals. Chapter 28, the other saddles still hate her.
Yeah, and again, I was like, I am agreeing with the saddle.
Yeah, I know.
Because they point out that they were going, the saddle says that the entire congregation was riding slower because Oren wanted to ride a horse. And if that's true, it very well may be Oren's fault that this happened.
Yeah.
And then when the attack came, all the rest of the guards
were like, protect the precious, the favored,
and the rest of the saddles are just doomed.
Yeah.
To be caught. I mean, they all get caught too.
Yeah, but it's still like.
And in this moment, she's like, oh, so maybe this is why they hate me.
Yeah.
And it's just like thinking it out right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then.
Oh. And then they hang up Sail's body
to the front of the
thing, and they're like, haha, our ship has a sail.
Which and, they don't need when they're being pulled off the cat, like, so it's like a funny thing they think.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck is this book? Like, what? Like, I was like, why is there no sex but this weirdly graphic, like, desecration of a body? It was so strange to me.
I don't understand why. She uses her ribbons at this point.
Yeah, she gets the body down with her ribbons.
Why wouldn't she have used them sooner to escape capture?
Because she's trying to be sneaky and not tell them that she has prehensile ribbons.
But
that's also important. I know. I don't know, man.
But like, how did she get him down without people seeing her ribbons?
I don't know.
Instead, she
uses... No, they saw her ribbons and then they tie up her ribbons.
I know. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. So she gets Sail's body down and tosses him over the side. And she's like, there, he's better now. And then chapter 30, there's like someone coming to visit the pirates. So then they go make her and the other whores work in the kitchen.
Keep going. I'll tell it after.
And then that's literally all I wrote. I think I was getting like annoyed with the book at this point.
Yeah. So they put the saddles to work mm-hmm. on the boat. But they don't guard them or anything. And so she says, it's the arrogance of men to think so little of women. It will be their downfall. I'm like, will it though?
Yeah, because nothing seems to have happened.
And then I say, I don't get where this book is going. Are we really going to read about this? There's nothing that can really stop it. And there's too much book to have this not happen. What? Oh, the rape.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so.
Reprieve, I said, because the someone is coming to visit.
Yeah, so the... King Rot has sent his, like, commander guy.
So, oh yeah, she's about to be raped, and instead they say, go to the kitchen.
Yeah, they go to the kitchen. So then she goes to the kitchen, and then this guy is coming. And then there's this whole discussion how there's, like, a world of Fae.
Oh yeah, so boring. King Rot, army, and a Fae. No King Rot, though, blah, blah, blah. It was, like, this huge backstory about the Fae, and there used to be this other portable to the Fae world.
And then they closed that, but then the reason the kings still have magic powers, like, really shitty magic powers, is that...
like, some of the magic seep
through. Is still there from the Fae.
Where are you?
Chapter 33.
Okay, wait, let me see a few other things. Oh, yeah, I just comment, I can't believe that they didn't cut her ribbons off immediately.
Yeah.
Y'all are pirates. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, don't tie it down. Like, they're really strong.
So the commander guy for the King of Rot is a guy named Commander Rip. And he has spikes
on his back and arms.
Yeah. And Rot wants to buy all of this so that he can probably bargain with Midas.
Yeah. And I'm like, obviously the king, pirate's going to have to do it because King Rot is very powerful. Like, King Rot's probably the most powerful magic guy.
Yeah.
Because he can just
rot people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just spooky. He's a scary guy.
Chapter 34, I said basically nothing happens other than the pirate does not want
Rip to see the golden girl.
He wants to sell everybody but Oren.
Mm-hmm. So he just like doesn't mention her. And then he's like, I'm going to sleep with you at least once before you go.
Yes.
Because I think he realizes that Rip knows about her or something. Because he's like, I'm going to keep her at first. But then he's like, no, I got to just sleep with you once quickly before.
Yeah.
Before you go. So chapter 36, the captain like full-on rapes Rissa. We should probably put a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, he rapes Rissa. And I was just, again, this was where I was just like so grossed out by how the author was treating the other whores. Because they really deserve better than this. Like, it's just, I don't know, that she just frames it as like, oh no, it's fine because they're whores. And I'm like, it's not fine. It's never fine. You still shouldn't rape women. But then Oren's like, hey, don't do that. And then...
Oh, I just figured it out.
And then Mariah has just figured it out.
I didn't even put it together the first time I read it. Okay.
Oren turns the captain to gold.
So she's the one who can she's turn the one to who gold. It's not King
Midas. It's not King Midas. So then the whole book kind of reframes in terms of, then you realize Midas is kind of genuinely trying to protect her because she would be in a lot of danger. And so he's taking on a lot of risk by seeming like the guy who is turning things to gold. And then the key being iron is because she hasn't touched the key. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, she's the one who can turn things to gold. And she can kind of do it at will, obviously. She doesn't just do it. So she was already gold when he found her, which I thought was a fun twist. I'll give Raven Kennedy that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, okay.
Chapter 37.
So, yeah, now they have, like, the dead...
They have, like, a giant gold statue of a man. And he is heavy. And he's really heavy. And, like, Rissa's like, what? Because Oren's like, don't tell anybody. And Rissa's like, what? How am I supposed to hide this? So then they manage to throw him out the window.
See, I really envisioned through all these. I never wrote it down. I have to, like, go back and check. But they were flying.
I imagine they were just really high up.
But it's just not that high up. Pirate ships are just not that tall.
They are. They're like, it's like a two-story building.
That's not that high.
Tossing a body out there is, it's still like going to fall away.
I just think in my head, like, you just, oh, there it is. I really envisioned it. Like when Sail's body fell, it was like, whoa, like falling
through the clouds.
Not through the clouds, it's like thinking like 100 feet or something.
Okay, well, I really don't think they're that high.
Okay,
so they toss him out the window, and then they also throw the trunk of gold that he was gonna get for selling them the
all as this, like a so they could say
he ran he off, ran with, off the gold. With the gold. Yeah,
so they basically get away with it. And then they start to poke a bit of holes in the story, but
because
then,
the captain didn't take his jacket, and the guy, like the first mate, is like,
"Would always take his jacket. It's cold out."
Yeah.
So, but basically, Commander Rip comes, and he's like, "We gotta go."
Yeah. So, chapter 38, when the first mate is interrogating her, I wrote this line because it horrified me. So great work, Raven Kennedy. I hated this line.
Okay.
If you don't start talking, I'll stuff something in that useless mouth of yours, and then I'll fill you with so much cum, it'll corrode your plated pussy. Oh, wow. And I was like, why? What a psychotic thing to say. Also, it's just weird, there's just a lot of these comments are about the volume of cum. And that's just strange to me. So yeah, chapter 39... Rip, like, saves her from getting caught in the lie by being like, we're leaving. And I wrote, there's, like, a page and a half worth of description of Rip, but I'm 97% of the way through this book, so I'm not writing it down.
I basically just said he also has spikes on his eyebrows, and he has scales.
Okay.
So she knows he's powerful, and he tells her, I know what you are.
Yeah.
Because he's seen her ribbons.
Well, yeah. She's like, I know what you are, because he's clearly Fae, and yeah. So she's like, you're a Fae, and then he's like, I was gonna say the same to you, and then the book ends.
Also explains, like, they say, oh, this is, like, it was, like, meant to be an explanation of why the queen had to lose her power, because they say all rulers need magic if the Fae are ever to return to help defeat them, and I said, not really true, but okay, you can be a human queen with a magic-wielding army, and you're still fine.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
And then there's one final chapter...
I didn't write anything about it. I think I was so annoyed. It's the Midas chapter.
It is. It's King Midas's perspective. He finds out that Oren has been taken and will do anything to get her back. And that's the end of the book. It's a series. We knew this.
Yeah.
And he's just angry. And
yeah. And so I was also angry because I was like, why did I read this? Like, I was so upset about just, like, so many aspects of it. And, yeah, it didn't work for me on, like, a very fundamental level as far as, like, it just could have been fun. And it wasn't. Anyway, Mariah's looking how many are in the series.
Well, I would just want to know how it ends.
Oh.
I just want to know if What's-Her-Face gets free. In book 4, she still loves Midas.
Okay, so Mariah just did a bunch of scrolling through the internet to try to figure out if she gets free. But by book four, she still loves Midas.
She still loves Midas. She's also determined to never be in a cage again.
So
like,
hopefully she's made some emotional progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, closing thoughts. I was just so angry that I read this. because A, this first book goes absolutely nowhere. It's so, like, it's not even sexy. That's, like, actually something that really bothered me. Because it's not like I really enjoy the sex in the first place, but, like, it's so rapey without being hot at any point.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, why? I don't know.
And they call it, I mean, looking at these, trying to find out what happened, most of these books are called, they call it, like, a steamy, dark, sexy romance.
And it's not, like,
it's dark.
It's dark. But it's
there's
just...
There's no romance.
There's no romance, especially in this first book.
No.
It's, yeah, not sexy, and not... There's no romance. So then it's like, why am I just reading about her being kidnapped by pirates and riding around with some guard? So dumb. Anyway, yeah, meeting a guy for 5 chapters who's actually nice, and then and he then gets murdered. He gets
murdered immediately.
So stupid. Yeah, Mariah, do you have any closing thoughts that you...
I don't think so. I wonder... It'd be curious... My final thought is, it'd be really curious to see what else Raven Kennedy is doing. And, like, are you doing other kind of books? Or yeah. Is this, like, your shtick? Because, as we both said, this wasn't badly written.
No, it was, like, good enough. It just...
And, like, there were moments that throughout my notes I was writing, I wonder what's going to happen, like...
Yeah.
Where in other Amazon specials, I'm like,
I do not care.
And there were things that I didn't care.
Yeah.
But, like, I was quite interested to see what is going to happen with Falk at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I can't believe Falk... I feel like we read 2 different books.
Yeah.
But there were moments where I'm like, what is coming?
You know what was funny, actually? There was a note in the back, like, a little author thing, and she was, like... Just, like, thanks to my friends and family or whatever. And then she was like, thanks to my dad for, like, being so supportive and, like, reading everything that I write. And I was like, did your dad read this? Like, I was like, really? When it's so rapey? When there's, like, those, like, weird cum lines? Oh, like, I was like, why?
So weird. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if her dad read this, but... Apparently. I'm glad you have supportive parents, Raven Kennedy. That's awesome. I just was amazed at the idea of your dad reading it. So, yeah, see you guys in a while.
Wait, no, we don't rate him.
We're not rating him.
Yeah, sorry.
What would we rate Midas? Zero.
Zero.
He'd be down.
Well, we have... Often we talk about where would
his qualities. We've talked about his qualities. We do not like him.
He's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, he's absolutely the worst.
Is he worse than Travis?
Travis was more annoying, so he would be slightly above Travis. Because Midas just wasn't even in the book.
Yeah.
So he, like, won by not being there.
Okay. Sorry, now you can wrap us up.
End
our season.
Yeah, see you guys probably next year. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, check us out on Instagram, our website, we have a Patreon, and yeah.
Have a wonderful summer.
Have a wonderful summer and fall. And winter.